Bruchim Abayim, everybody. Welcome to tonight's Parsha class. Today is Chav Dalid Nisan, Chav Shin Pei Beis, corresponding with the English calendar, April 25th, 2022. I would like to mention that this coming Shabbos, the Shabbos Mevorchim, we're blessing the new month of Iyar, and it'll come out that there are 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, that'll be Sunday and Monday, and the Minhag Yisrael is for those people who start their 33 days of mourning for the terrible tragedy that happened to the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. They start from Rosh Chodesh Iyar. The minhag, however, is from the first day of Rosh Chodesh, which is really Sunday. That's actually Lamed Nisan. Whenever there are 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, the first day is the last day of the previous month, and the second day of Rosh Chodesh is the first day of the new month. But in order to be able to observe the Shlosh Shemei Hagbalah, the 3 days of preparation for the holiday of Shavuos, in a way that we'll have three complete days to prepare, or just about three complete days, we begin our 33 days of this partial mourning of the passing of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, which would be actually on Sunday and not on Monday. I would also like to dedicate today's shir to Refuah Shleima to a boy who's going through an operation. His name is Yisrael Ben Malka, and another gentleman, his name is Yehuda Leib Ben Noami Chava. They should both be zochet to Refuah Shleima b'karayv.
Amen.
We are right now going to be starting Parshas Achrimos. As you can be well aware, Achrimos does not go with Kedoshim, which is most of the time. It's because this year was a leap year, and when we have a leap year, we separate the Parshios, so that'll be enough weeks to be able to read the Torah and finish together in the same time that would be Simchas Torah. Interestingly enough, the Eretz Yisrael, they already read Parshas Achrimos this past Shabbos because they did not have 2 days of Yom Tov. So we're going to be behind the Israeli community for several weeks, and when we have another combination of two parashios, so they'll be able to do one while we will catch up with two, and it'll work itself out in time. So let's begin Parshas Achrimos. Achrimos, at the beginning, talks all about the Avoda of Yom Kippur. And it's very detailed, and it's all about what the Kohen Gadol does and how this affects the Bnei Yisrael as they prepare themselves for Yom Kippur. However, I am not going to be spending time on that part of the parsha. We're going to be spending time on the second half of the parsha, and it's the part that's read on Yom Kippur, Mincha time, the afternoon of Yom Kippur. The first part of Achrimos is read in the morning of Yom Kippur. The second part of Achrimos is read in the afternoon. And in order for me to give you a proper introduction, let's become familiar with the famous pasuk we say at least two times or three times a day. We say in Krishma, "V'loisa suru achrei levavachem v'achrei einechem," and you shall not be led and attracted by what your eyes see and by the desire of your heart. This is the pasuk that talks about preventing the Jew of associating with immoral relationships, forbidden relationships, and on a more broader sense, it refers to immorality that we could violate our eyes and our hearts by seeing the wrong things and believing things in our heart, which would be avodah zarah as well. And this part of the parsha is devoted to this kind of pasuk, that in order for a Jew to maintain his holy status, and we are much different than the goyim, we say this every single day, do not go after the attractions of your eyes and the desires of your heart. In order for you to be holy, in order to remain holy, to be holy, you have to be careful what you see. And this is a very, very difficult mitzvah. It's a difficult mitzvah because we are exposed to immoral pictures, posters, signs, billboards of all shapes and sizes, and it's almost impossible to escape this kind of exposure. However, it's a mitzvah, and what Hashem wants us to do is to protect ourselves as much as we can by avoiding ourselves in the places that are inappropriate and seeing things that will generally depict immorality that can happen very often on the internet. Becoming more aware of how susceptible we are, and we try our very best to shield ourselves as much as we can. I will mention a little later that we are not a lost cause. For every moment that we try to protect ourselves and shy away from things that we shouldn't be exposed to, in the best of our ability, we are rewarded royally in Shemayim. And we'll talk more about it a little bit later. But this parsha begins in Perek Yudches, Pasuk Aleph. We will read few psukim, Pasuk Aleph, right through Pasuk Hey. Pasuk begins, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lema. And Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying, Dabera b'nei Yisrael, speak to the b'nei Yisrael, v'amarta aleim, and tell them, Ani Hashem alokeichem, I am Hashem your God. K'maasei eretz Mitzrayim asher yeshavtem bo lo sasu. As the deeds that have occurred in the land of Mitzrayim, which you have lived there, lo sasu, you shall not do. Uchamaasei eretz Kanaan asher ani mevi eschem shama, and to the land of Canaan, which I'm bringing you there, lo sasu, you are not to imitate them and do. Uchukaseim lo yiseleichu, and in their rules and laws you shall not follow. What should you do to protect yourself? Es mishpataita asu, my mishpatim you shall do, ve'es chukaisai tishmeru, and my chukim, and my statutes, you shall guard, v'leches behem, to go in there, in their way, ani Hashem alakeichem, I am Hashem your God. Ushmartim es chukaisai ve'es mishpatai ashayasu aysam, and if you guard my chukim, my statutes, and my judgments, ashayasu aysam, that man is to do, ha'adam, which man, ashayasu aysam ha'adam, which man is to do, v'chai b'hem, you will live. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. Then the whole parsha continues to talking about the forbidden relations. It's an interesting thing that it's mentioned Ani Hashem Elokeichem twice in these few psukim. It's strange, at the very beginning, before we even discuss forbidden relationships, it's like the introduction. Hashem is trying to tell us something. What is Hashem trying to impart to us by mentioning right even before the laws of forbidden relationships? Hashem is telling us, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. This idea has been discussed in my Rebbe Sefer, the Sefer Chidekel, as he quotes the Orach Chaim. The Orach Chaim explains at the very beginning that most people, when they're exposed to immorality, they said, that's natural. How can we prevent ourselves from this, from looking and from imitating and from participating? I mean, that's human behavior. Aren't we created that way with the nature to be attracted to the opposite sex? That is how we were created. Hashem is telling us at the very outset, before he even enumerates any of the forbidden relationships, to tell us, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I know that there is a natural instinct to go ahead and to attract yourself to the opposite sex and to want to collaborate, to cohabit, to be together, and to live immoral. But I am telling you, I am giving you the strength to overcome that urge. I am telling you, you can. Just remember, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am your God, and I want you to know that you have the strength to be able to overcome it. So let me explain this further. I will bring your attention to a pasuk that I actually mentioned a week ago. We talked about Zman Chavrseinu. It's a pasuk in Bereshis, Perik Beis, pasuk Zayin. Vayitzar Hashem Elokim es ha'adam ofer min ha'adama. And Hashem created man from the dust of the ground. Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. And he blew into him a living soul. Vayi ha'adam u'nefesh chayim. And man became a living being. Right at the very outset of creation, Hashem created us with opposing powers, opposing strengths. He gave us a body, ofer min ha'adama. We are very physical. We're very prone to live a physical, down-to-earth life, with all the feelings and all the things that go into living down to earth in an animalistic way. But in the meantime, Hashem created us with a nishmas chayim, with a neshama. And therefore, what Hashem is saying to us, when he's saying, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, it's your choice to want to invoke the strength of your neshama that you have, that you are given by Hashem. And with that, Hashem says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I'm your God. I can help you out of that challenge. It's challenging, but you can handle it. You can, if you want to. The Or HaChaim brings down a Medrash Rabbah, and I'll quote the Medrash Rabbah. Tzadikim libam masur biyadam. Tzadikim, their heart is in their hands. They are in control of their hearts. V'harishoim heim mesurim biyad libam. And the rishoim are given over in the hands of their hearts. As I started saying, we were created from two opposite elements. We were created from the dirt of the earth. We were created with an nishmas chayim. Tzadikim, who want to live a sublime, a holy, elevated life, are in control of the heart's wishes and desires. The Rasha, who is not concerned about living a elevated and a holy kind of living, is attracted to the desires of his heart that was created from the Ofer Min Adama. Naturally, he follows his instincts. It's like what I said last time in the Shir. Who is in the driver's seat? Is it the Yetzer Tov, who is motivated by the Neshama? Or is it the Yetzer Hara? Is he the driver? And the Neshama is just, unfortunately, the passenger and has to follow along. Explains the Or HaChaim that we have the ability to make that choice. Tzadikim, and I'll quote some of his words. The tzadikim tamid misnagim kisei dezer v'liba masur b'yadam. They're always trying to choose the better choice of the two. Shehagam yis avu tava b'libam. Even though they have a desire in the heart, they have an instinct to want to be more down to earth and to feed their basic instincts. Yivcha ha-seichel. The seichel chooses otherwise. Seichel has the neshama, the nishmas chayim. He wants the maker of the neshama in charge. To avoid limnoa atzma min hadavar shemis avalo, he avoids of allowing himself to be attracted to the baser emotions, and therefore he's in charge. Aval rishayim hey mesurim biyad libam. The rishayim are handed over into their hearts, to their baser instincts, and whatever the heart wants, whatever it desires, it just follows it, and therefore, it doesn't avoid doing things which are immoral. And therefore, when Hashem is saying, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Hashem is trying to say, I have given the Ben Yisrael the ability of choosing the Tov over the Ra, choosing what's elevated and pure and holy, as what to oppose the basic or baser instincts of man, which is emanates from the heart. And this is what the Or HaChaim explains. May I add on my own that we are all familiar with the Braisa from Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, Vaisa Beis, that the Torah tells us, we know what the Torah, and I mentioned this also previously, that talks about the Luchos, it's a Maisa Elokim Hema, Va'amichtav Michtav Elokim Hu, the writing and the Luchos were the work of Hashem, Hu Choros Av Luchos, and the writing was carved out on the Luchos. And our Chachamim play on the word Chorus. Don't read it Chorus carved out, but Chavus, freedom. Shein Lucha Ben Chorin Elamisha Osik Ba Talmud Torah. A person who is truly free, is a person who is occupied learning Torah. V'chomisha Osik Ba Talmud Torah, Harizemes Allah. Whoever is Osik in Torah, he goes and grows higher and higher. And this is a fact, and this is a gift that Hashem has bestowed to Bnei Yisrael. And this is what Hashem has meant when Hashem said twice in the psukim I quoted before, Ani Hashem Alekeichem, I'm Hashem your God. If you choose to do the right thing, and I just quoted the Brisa from Pirkei Avos, if you choose to work yourself in learning Torah, you can overcome the Yetzer Hara. It's in your hands. And you can win over the challenge continuously if you are prepared to invest your time in learning. The morale in the Sefer Gevuras Hashem makes an interesting comment on the Gemara Yevamos. The Gemara Yevamos says, Atim Kruyim Adam, you, the Bnei Yisrael, you are called Adam, man. Ve'ein ha'ovdei kechavim Kruyim Adam. But the Goyim are not called Adam. How could that be? What is that supposed to mean? Shekamoy, now the Maharal explains, Shekamoy she'odam nivdal mishar ba'al chayim, b'ma she'odam hu sichle, v'shar ba'al chayim hem bilte sichle. Hashem created man with seichel, with intellect. He has the intelligence to choose from good to bad or bad to good. Animals have no choice, bilti sichli, they don't have any intelligence. So if man chooses to behave instinctively like an animal, how could he call himself Adam? But Yisrael, who chooses to use his intellect to separate himself from the baser instincts of an animal, and he raises himself above an animal, so then he is called Adam. He is fulfilling his role in this world. And therefore, when Adam was created, like I started telling you a few moments ago, he was created from two elements. He was created with a nishmas chayim, but he was also created with Ofer Min HaAdama. And now he's using his intellect to raise his gashmias, his baser emotions, and make his life superior by using his intellect. The Torah is going to call him Adam, not the person who is imitating an animal. And how often do we see people who are dressed immorally are imitating animals? Animals are not ashamed being undressed. Animals have no busha, no self-dignity. They don't have any self-respect. Animals walk around naked. Animals walk around without thinking twice about how they are undressed. and people who are imitating animals are not called Adam. The Torah is not calling them Adam. They have degenerated to the level of an animal. And unfortunately, we're living in a society that promotes this kind of lifestyle and behavior. And they think B'nai Yisrael, people who have a semblance of decency and busha and shame, are unfortunate people who can't break the shackles of their human nature, of being embarrassed, being modest, being ashamed of doing certain things that should not be done. They're trying to break away. And that's what's happening in the world today. And therefore, the Gemara is making a lot of sense. When the Gemara says, you, Bnei Yisrael, atem kuyim Adam. They're not called Adam. Because if they follow their baser instincts, so they're following the same behavior that animals are accustomed to do. If that is true, then we can see it's the stark difference, without any question, how different B'nai Yisrael are as opposed to the Goyish world. And unfortunately, we are living in such an environment that's so hard to break away from. Gedolei Yisrael have said, what we could see in maybe one day, not willingly, just going to a store, going to a mall, traveling on an airline, and the things you can see in front of you. What you see in one day, people a generation or two ago haven't seen in their lives, in an entire lifetime. So obviously, if Hashem put us here to contend with this kind of challenge, it must be we are not bad, but we are great people. Hashem is giving us a chance to show and flex our spiritual muscles to still stand up against the tide and to make our homes pure, clean, and holy. And to walk around proud that we are called Adam because we are living up to our title as we live like Adam, behave like Adam, and think like Adam. The Adam that has a neshama. The Adam that aspires for greatness. We are put into this generation to show Hashem that we can handle it. And therefore, we shouldn't give up, but we should walk away proud and strong that we have this challenge and we're going to try to live up to the challenge. Yes, this is what the parsha is talking about. And that's the reason why the parsha starts at the very, very beginning. Twice it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, to remind you that you have the ability to overcome the Yetzer Hara. And may I remind you that in the parsha that we say in Shema, you are to be holy. What does it say at the end? Ani Hashem Elokeichem asher hotzeichem me'eretz Mitzrayim. Again, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Hashem is telling you that you have the strength. I took you out of Mitzrayim, and you could do it. by me taking you out of Mitzrayim, I have given you the ability, the potential to be free, from the Egyptian lifestyle, the Egyptian culture, the Egyptian immorality. I've taken you out. I made you a free people. I made you a free people by making you my servants. And by being a Ben Torah, you have the ability to be free from the urges and the challenges of our society that we're living in today. It's something we should think seriously about. But Hashem is going to be watching how much effort we apply to avoid the unavoidable. Are we really avoiding things that we should not see? If we walk at places where we know are inappropriate, or look at things on the screen that are obviously objectionable, we are losing the battle. But what we have to do, and this I've seen in the Sefer, that every time we have the urge to want to look at something and we turn away, we will be, for that moment, zeicher to be makabel de Shechina. I'll read you something from the Sefer V'ho'er Einenu, a pamphlet that's devoted strictly to the problem of being exposed to immoral scenes and people. It says the following. What happened if you saw something you shouldn't have seen? And I'll tell you, my friends, I was yesterday in Niagara Falls. And I was driving actually away from the falls. And I had to make a right turn. In me making a right turn, I had to look both ways, you know, left and right. And as I looked to the left for a split second, there was an immoral poster right in sight. And I've seen something I shouldn't have seen. But I remind myself of the thing I'm going to tell you right now. I will read you from the Sefer. That's worth remembering because it's very encouraging. V'lochein, and therefore, al yispoel b'mahamachshava harishayin haklal. Don't be alarmed by having seen this first scene. You see something right away. V'yoda she'im yisgaba ata yisgal yizezeh. You should know that if you right away turn away from looking at that scene, you will be privileged to see the Shechina because of that moment you pushed your face away and didn't look a second time. Like Chazal say, Masech the Derech Eretz, Perek Aleph, Kol Haraya Davar Erva, whoever sees an immoral image, Ve'ena Zon, Ena Mimenu, and doesn't feast his eyes on it, Zoyche Umakabo Panei Hashchina, who will be worthy of meeting and receiving Hashem's holy Shechina, his holy presence. Meduba al Ben Adam, we're talking about a Ben Adam, Shiva Dava, Devar Erva, whom Umakabo Panei Hashchina. This is a person who has seen something he shouldn't see, but he pushes himself away. Since he didn't continue to feast his eyes on that immoral picture, he will be zeicha to see the Pnei Hashchina. If you look at the picture and then you've passed it, but that the picture is the picture. The picture made a mental note in your mind. And therefore, you probably would be inclined to think of what you saw, and you want to think of it about it again. And then you push your mind away. It says, no, I'm not allowed to think about that. I will just push my mind away. Hashem is telling you by saying, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, is that you have the ability to push your mind away, because if you're going to try, Hashem will be there to help you. And especially Hashem, who took us out of Mitzrayim, for us to be makabel to Torah. And by us learning Torah, with Torah, we could overcome the challenge. The goyim cannot. That is true. That's why the Gemara says that we are called Adam and the goyim are not, because they descend and gravitate to their basic instincts. We have the ability to rise and use our neshama to break away from our basic instincts. And therefore, if this is what we do, then the neshama, the Yetzer Tov, is in the driver's seat, and not the Yetzer Hara. And after all, in closing, aren't we familiar with the tefillah we say every single day? Elokai, neshama shenasata bi tahorahi, neshama that you have given us is pure. Ata verasa, you created it. Ata yitzarta, you formed it. Va'ata nafachta bi, and you blew it into me. Va'ata mishama bikirbi, and you have guided this neshama in me. Va'ata asa litla mimeni, you're going to, in the future, take the neshama away, and you're going to examine and see how well did this neshama do. Let's not forget that tefillah we say every morning. We have a pure neshama. The goyim don't. We have what to protect. We have to be proud of our heritage. We have to be proud of our neshama. Hashem has given us the ability to break away. And we should remember that every time we say Shema. And if we work on it and make it a habit of thinking of the actual meaning of the words, V'loisa suru, achre levavchem v'achre einechem, and you shall not go astray after the attractions of your eyes and the desire of your heart, and think that a few more psukim says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Hashem Eretz Mitzrayim, I'm Hashem your God that gave you the ability to be free from all of these feelings, free from this kind of culture, free from the Yetzara. Let us bear these words in mind and think that this is what we read on Yom Kippur, Mincha time. Hashem wants us to know the goal of a Jew is to be a holy people, and I'm segula. But Hashem is saying, you've got to make the choice. The rule is that we have Bechira, and we have to make the choice. And Hashem is saying, if you make the choice, I will be holding your hand. But you have to make the choice. And Hashem is saying, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. In this week's parasha, we read it on Yom Kippur. He says it twice, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. He's saying it even before he talks about the immorality of living with forbidden wives. To tell you, you have the ability. And therefore, if you realize this, then you have the wherewithal to live up to your potential and to be an Am Segula, an Am Kadosh. May we all do our best, all of us together, to get the courage and the strength to fight our Yetzer Hara whenever we see something inappropriately. And we do it all the time. Whether you go to Shoppers Drug Mart, or whether you go into an airport, or when you go near a newsstand, or even in front of your computers, we have the ability to control ourselves. And if we do, and we turn away, like I said to you before, we will be zaycha to be makabel p'nei Hashchina, Hashem's holiness. May we have a great week, have a wonderful Chodesh to follow, and may we be zaycha to win over our Yetzer Hara as best as we can. Kol Tov, Al Kutavach.